Bwana sifiwe. You may be seated. Thank you so much, Brother Gideon Sakuda, for that wonderful introduction. For me to have this privilege to share with you some words of exhortation and encouragement is such an honor and such a great joy. Actually, I'm here tonight representing our president, Dr. Duncan Kehoro, who got delayed on his way back, and so pray for him that he gets, you know, safe journey and that he will join us later today. It's just been fantastic for us here in KCFA reconnecting with one another every year. I've just been so blessed to see the great job your team is doing. And just today, we have started this conference with fire. Amen? This is quite a takeoff. I mean, brethren, we are not going to walk. Hatutatembea. We are going to fly. Hallelujah. Expect a miracle. Because the way God has started this conference today, God has a miracle for you. It's such a blessing when you are sharing that this is the first time you are standing here as the second vice president of KCFA. I remembered that I had the honor of serving with your brother, Honorable Moses Sakuda, who served in my board when I was the president, as the second vice president. And now his brother is the second vice president. So isn't God wonderful? And it was good to see Pastor Gideon Robbie. I don't know where he is. Oh, there he is. And when you were talking, you know, Gideon Robbie is the second vice president just before you came. And we used to call him the headmaster, Brother Gideon. So, kwa hivyo umepeana hiyo nini? Ya headmaster. So now you are the headmaster. Hallelujah. It's really good to see all of you. Bishop Grace, such a joy to see you here today. Let me recognize my wife, Reverend Wambui Njoroge. If Wambui, you could stand up and wave. She also served at KCFA as the National Director for Department of Women's Ministries for 8 years. And I'm so happy to see those National Executive Board members who retired and they've come back this year, although they retired, to come and support KCFA. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 14, and verse number 15. When the Spirit of the Lord wants to speak a word at the right season and at the right time, he gives that word to many people as a witness. I was just amazed when Pastor Mwaura, when you started talking, the first words and the first song you sang was out of Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 15, "Go Forward." You know, when I was praying, when I was asked to come and share with you a word of exhortation, and I was asking the Lord, what are you saying at this season, at this hour to your people? What can I share? What can I tell them? And the Spirit of the Lord told me, as we start this conference, go and tell them to go forward. And I could have jumped out of that chair, Pastor Mwaura, when you started with that song. And what a confirmation. Go forward. So Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 15, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." So in other words, Moses, kept on, crying because the children of Israel, were crying. And at that point, God is speaking as though he's a little bit agitated. And he's saying, "Moses, why do you keep on crying? I have already given you my word, what I am going to do for you. Now go forward. And I'm here to ask everyone, each one of us, that when we hear from God, that when we seek the Lord in prayer, and we have been praying, the National Executive Board, Board of Trustees, and every department, we've been praying for 40 days of fasting and praying that God may anoint this conference, speak to every person that comes here, and we are believing God that every person that attends this conference this year will never be the same again. And so this is the word that the Lord is giving us, that we are to go forward, we cannot go back. That the things that we used to do before, that the place where we were before, we cannot go to that place again. The word of the hour is, everybody say it, go forward. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever challenges that you faced last year, whatever needs that you had in your family last year, whatever crisis you faced last year, God is saying today, as we pray, as we get this anointing, as we get this breakthrough, that during this conference, that you are gonna get your breakthrough in the name of Jesus, and the devil is not gonna stop you, the powers of hell are not gonna stop you, that I am gonna get my breakthrough, and I am gonna come out of this conference, not going back where I came from, but I'm gonna come out of this conference moving where? Forward. Everybody say, go forward. Look at your neighbor and tell them, go forward. Hallelujah. Go forward. Now, let me just share with you a little bit the circumstances under which God was telling Moses to tell the children of Israel to go forward. They were standing at a place where the Egyptian army was coming after them. The Egyptians were chasing after them. These were people who had oppressed them for 400 years. And they were not willing. Pharaoh was not willing to let them go. And after he let them go, he changed his mind because his heart was hardened, and he decided to follow them even at the banks of the river, the Red Sea. And in front of them, they could see the Red Sea that was so big and huge that they could not be able to walk over. And they started crying unto the Lord, because in the back were Egyptians, at the front, the Red Sea, and they are there waiting to be destroyed by the Egyptian army. So they called upon the name of the Lord. But before they called upon the name of the Lord, they had started complaining. And once again, we got confirmation today, as Sister Koske was sharing with us. She was saying that the children of Israel were saying we should have been better off in Egypt because tulikuwa tukikula marenge. What is with marenge? They loved to eat marenge. What they didn't realize is that what was waiting for them, if they could just get this victory, if they could get in their heart what God wants them to do, as God is telling them to go forward, was better than marenge. I'm here to tell you that we need to declare that what is ahead of us, dear child of God, dear woman of God, is better than marenge. I'm telling you, some of you, you've been eating marenge. Maybe the job you've been doing is nothing but marenge. Maybe your bank account is full of nothing but marenge. Maybe the kind of home you're living in is nothing but marenge. It is time to declare that we are not going back to marenge, that we are going forward to higher things, to better things, to bigger things. Hallelujah. That will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Look at the person sitting next to you. Tell them, I'll never be the same again. Hallelujah. Marenge is enough. Wakati tulikuwa uko Misri, tulikula ya kutosha. Now that I'm a born again Christian, I'm a child of God, I'm not going to eat marenge again. God has better food for me than marenge. This is why God was telling them, you must quit complaining, you must quit mactiming, and you must go forward. You see, if you keep on mactiming, when God has told you to go forward, you block God's blessings. So my message as we open this conference today to each one of us is, go forward. But you know, God does not just tell us to go forward without opening a door, without giving us miraculous way of escape. And as they were crying to the Lord, God spoke to Moses. Verse number 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. You know, they were scared. They were afraid. Now, how many of you know that fear is the opposite of faith? Fear is the opposite of faith, and faith is the antithesis of fear. Hallelujah. It means when you have a lot of fear over any situation, when faith in God comes in, faith in God immediately will cast out fear. That is why the first thing that God said to Moses, tell them, fear not. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, fear not. Did you know that every time people came to Jesus and asked him if he would heal them, or whether he was willing to heal them or to meet their need, the first thing that Jesus told them, fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. And I want you to know that we have a lot of fear, and it's not that we are not justified to feel fear. We have real threats that face us. There is real challenge. We have a real enemy called the devil. And he has many demons that are always chasing and harassing us, harassing our marriages, harassing our finances, harassing our immigration papers, harassing our children, harassing our work. I mean, it is real. When we get out there into the world, we are dealing with a real enemy. And so there is a reason to fear. But throughout this Bible, a message that comes powerfully as we move forward is that as you move forward, you have to move forward by faith. You cannot move forward by fear. So they were told, fear not. Jesus always said, fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Oh, hallelujah. You know, even this evening, as all of us start this conference together, there is a lot of fear among us as Kenyans, and there's a lot of fear in Kenya, because on Monday, there is something in Kenya called Saba Saba. And many of you who just, you know, came from Kenya, I was in Kenya during the month of May, there is a lot of anxiety. And there is a call upon the church and upon all God's people to pray and intercede for our nation of Kenya. We do have fear indeed, because the enemy is seeking to destroy the political stability and economic prosperity of our nation. But we are here to declare to the devil that we're going to pray for the nation of Kenya. We're going to declare that we will fear not what the devil is going to do, because we know what our God can do. Hallelujah. We are going to declare that the devil cannot have Kenya, that Satan cannot destroy our nation, because you see, we are mighty women and mighty men of God. And we pray not to a man, but we pray for a living God. God who does not change. Hallelujah. And God who hears prayers. And even during this conference, we're going to pray and intercede, because there are thousands of churches throughout Kenya, and Kenyans in diaspora, we are praying for the peace and stability and security in our country, and we are not going to fear. And I would say to every Kenyan, go forward without fear, because God is going to save our republic. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I know, Sister Emmy, you know what I'm talking about because you just, you know, came from Kenya. And by the way, I know you may not remember me. Actually, in May, we were together in the same room. Yeah, in Nairobi. We were in Evangelical Alliance dinner at Lycos Hotel. And you ministered there, and you just really blessed me. I'm telling you, this is a mighty woman of God. Amen. She's really is a mighty woman of God. And she is loved in Kenya. I mean, most of you probably know, but Sister Emmy Koskei, she is a celebrity. Nilikuona kwa TV, doing interviews. We are very honored to have you here at KCFA. Hallelujah. And so I'm glad we got to meet. I never met you in that dinner because you know you are such a celebrity and you are surrounded by all the big bishops in Kenya had surrounded you. So, hallelujah. And we love your dad. During my tenure as president, I had the privilege of inviting your father to come and preach for us twice. And I'm telling you, Bishop Jackson Koskei, that man can preach. Did anybody here, can you remember Bishop Koskei when he came to preach? Brother Morris Kabiro, you got to bring him back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fear not. Everybody say, fear not. Fear not. Only believe. Apana, tuseme yo tena. Say, fear not. Fear not. Only believe. Now, I don't know what circumstances or what situation or what mountain that you have been facing or your family has been facing, because when we come to a conference like this and we sit, we are very good at putting on a facade, a face, and we look happy, but sometimes we are hurting in the inside. Some of the problems that we have in our home, nobody else knows. And we come in a meeting like this, and we have to minister to one another. We have to preach the real gospel of Jesus Christ that changes people's lives, because there are some people here that are hurting, that are in pain, that are in emotional agony. And I'm here to tell you, you can move forward. Fear not, because God Almighty is going to visit you. As we pray, He is God of miracles. Jesus Christ died for you on the cross at Calvary so that you can be set free. And I'm here to tell you, the blood of Jesus has power that never changes. That the word of God has power that never changes. That's why in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, hallelujah. So God spoke to Moses, tell them, fear not, only believe. He told them, and what I'm sharing with you, it is the circumstances under which God was telling them to quit crying and start moving forward. Because there is a season for everything. There is a season to cry, there is a season to be sad, and there is a season to move forward and to get victory. And they had prayed, and God spoke to Moses, and he told Moses, told the people of God that fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That is, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I want you, as we start this conference, and I know we have driven many, many, many miles, and I can tell when we started doing that praise and worship, our times of refreshing started coming. All the tiredness started going away. And I declare nobody is tired in this place. Hallelujah. And as we even open this conference and we go to rest, I'm telling you, we are on fire. And we are moving forward in every area of our lives. And the Lord is telling you, receive this word as your word. Move forward. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he told them why they should move forward. You know, they were afraid to move forward. They've been wanting to go back to Egypt because there was comfort and there was merengue in Egypt. And the future was uncertain. They didn't know what's going to happen in the future. But God is telling them, I am with you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I'm saying to you by the word of the Lord, my brother and my sister, that the Lord is with us. In the circumstances that you find yourself, in the situation that you are in even now, I don't know what it is. And maybe no man knows. And no person can know. But I'm here to give you the word of the Lord, that the Lord is with you. And he's saying in those circumstances, stand by faith, stand still in faith, and you shall see the deliverance of the Lord. He shall deliver you. He shall rescue you, and he shall redeem you. Then he told them, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, hallelujah, for the Egyptians who you have seen today, you know, and as I was reading this word and this scripture really hit me, and I got a revelation of why we should move forward. We should move forward because right now, God is changing our situation. God, as we pray and as we wait upon him humbly and as we walk by faith, he is shifting some things in our lives. Only God can shift some things in your life so that you can be at the right place at the right time. Because to get a blessing and a breakthrough, sometimes you need to be at the right place at the right time. And you do not need to know the right man. You just need to know the right God. Hallelujah. And you may not have the wisdom or the ability to shift things in your life so that you are at the right place, at the right time, so that you can get a breakthrough. But God knows how to shift situations in your life. So do not fight the Lord. When some things start changing in your life, it could be God is shaking some things. There is no shaking that is easy or comfortable. But shaking is necessary so that we can have some changes in our lives so that our lives can move forward. Amen? So God was telling them to move forward because he had given them a word directly from him, which he said, for the Egyptians, whom you see today. Oh, hallelujah. I love that. Amen. And I'm telling you, whatever Egyptians that have been oppressing you, whatever Egyptians that have been running again after you, those Egyptians that have been stealing your money, those Egyptians that have been stealing your joy, those Egyptians that have been stealing your immigration papers, those Egyptians, you understand, I'm using the word Egyptian to represent the enemies who we face. Wacha nikuambie, God is bigger than every Egyptian that is coming against you, that is coming after you. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I tell a testimony, and I'll tell it really quickly, of this pastor that I know. He told me this story. That he had been in the United States without a green card for a very long time, and in fact, he did not have any documentation. And of course, you know, for a Kenyan saying you don't have documentation, what really means, that means, and what it meant for him, is that his visa had run out because all Kenyans came to America legally. You know? Yeah? Yeah, since we don't cross the border. Atujui yo mambo. Yeah, all of us, you know, tulipata passport, tukapata visa, kwa hivyo tulikuja hapa legally. So our problem is that sometimes it lapses, Pastor Kabiru, right? That's why you should fear not. You're a Kenyan. You are not illegal. Anyway, hallelujah. So he was telling me that his visa ran out and he had already started this church. The church was very successful, but he was living in fear. And he really wanted to get a green card, but he didn't know how. And he just sensed one day the Spirit of the Lord speaking to him, and he told him, just go to the immigration office and ask them to give you a green card. He said, what? Yeah, remember, as I tell you this testimony, you got to remember, don't do some of these things unless you hear. Yeah, don't go around saying, well, Dr. Njoroge told us to just go. No, I didn't. I just say, seek the Lord first. If he speaks to you, then you can go by faith. Are we together? So he was told, go to the immigration office and tell them you want a green card. And he did. Now, you gotta understand this. Our watu wanaitwa ICE. For immigrants, our watu very dangerous. Now, some of you who just came from, who live in Kenya, you don't know the kind of fear we live with here on these people called ICE. So, kwa hivyo, for many Kenyans, wakiona immigration building ni ile, wanatembea huko. They don't even walk near. He said that the Lord told him to go and report himself. So he went to the immigration office, and he went there, and he said he wanted to talk to an immigration officer, and he told him, he started telling his story. He said, well, my name is so-and-so, I'm a pastor, and my visa ran out. I've been here without papers, and I'm here to ask you to give me a green card. So the immigration officer looked at him. He asked him, what did you just tell me? Did you tell me that you've been in this country illegally and you came to report yourself and you want me to give you a green card? He said, yes. Yeah. The immigration officer must have thought this guy, either he's so bold or truly his God really talked with him because he's a pastor. And this is the beauty about praying and listening to the Lord and then following God's direction without fear. This is what Moses was telling the children of Israel. When God tells you to move forward, no matter how fearful the situation is, you move forward because you are not going alone. It turns out God spoke to this immigration officer. He told him, wait there. Well, the pastor's heart started. Ikaanza kupiga. He knew if, and you know we are human beings. We always have those doubts. And he's thinking, did I really hear from the Lord? Or was that the devil's talking to me because the devil wanted to shut down my church? Did I do the wrong thing? And his heart is beating hard. But he kept on saying, no, that was the Lord that spoke to me. And I'm believing God and started praying. God, speak to them. Give me favor with this immigration. I'm getting a miracle today. I'm getting a miracle today. That's what faith is about. Faith is about knowing that you are in a hole, that the enemy is facing you, that you are walking through a fire, and you keep on going, knowing the fire will not consume you. Amen. And the enemy will not defeat you because God is with you. And then the immigration officer came with the papers, said, fill these papers, we are going to give you a green card. And I'm telling you, it's a testimony that pastor walked out of that place with an approved green card. He was just told to go for the usual, paperwork. And he got a green card. Why? Because he refused to fear. Basically, he said, I'm no longer going to live in fear. Fear is enough. He said, I'm not going to eat marenge again. I have a God who is mighty and great. As we always confess that we serve a mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm saying to you, my sister and my brother, I don't know what situation you are facing. Just like that pastor, I'm telling you, our God specializes in performing miracles, in moving mountains, in moving in our behalf, in circumstances and situations that other human beings cannot. Hallelujah. And that is why Moses was telling them that move forward because the Egyptians you see today, Can everybody stand up all over the room? Stand up for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what Egyptians that have been chasing you or coming after you, but I want us to declare that those Egyptians that we see today, those Egyptians that we saw last year, those Egyptians that we saw last month, that from today forward, we shall see them no more. We want to declare, come out, those Egyptians have been stealing your finances. They've been stealing your job. They've been stealing your marriage relationship. They've been stealing your success. We want to declare in the name of Jesus that those Egyptians, from this day onward, we shall see them no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to declare? You understand the Bible says that whatever we confess and declare by faith in the name of Jesus, we shall have it. We shall have it. We shall possess it. Hallelujah. In your ministry, in your church, I don't know what Egyptians you are facing, but I'm telling you right now, God can overthrow them. The horse and the rider they sang have been overthrown into the sea. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to declare with me. Say, Egyptians of poverty, I shall see you no more. Egyptians of bondage, I shall see you no more. Egyptians of broken relationships, I shall see you no more. Come on, are you believing God? Hallelujah. That no matter what you are facing right now, you gotta believe. You know, faith is a walk. Nobody can do faith walk for you. You have to do the faith walk yourself. Amen? You gotta believe with all your heart that that victory is yours. I cannot give you that victory. I can build your faith as I'm building through the preaching, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm telling you, our God can perform great miracles, signs and wonders, and do things that you have never imagined in your life. Wacha nikwambie, brother Gingu. Si Mungu wetu ni Mungu wa miujiza. Amen. You know, Sister Amy, in your song, you are saying, there is no God like him. That we cannot look anywhere to find another God. Gotire ga yogi. Ati yo yoga itu enakireu. Haha. Huyu Mungu tunaye hapa now. This is our God who is looking at us, whose angels are everywhere, listening to our prayers. There is no other God like this. We are the right place as born again believers, children of God. He's listening to us. I used to hear some people say, back in those days, ate gaidare yaga agima. Which means that God does not eat ugali. What they meant is that God is not a man. God is not a man. So, kwa hivyo, no matter what has come against you, I'm preaching the word of faith, and I'm commanding you now in the name of Jesus to declare that you have that victory. You are walking in it. Hallelujah. Now, confess that you Egyptians of disease and sickness, I shall see you no more, because God has healed me. I am declaring I am healthy in my mind, in my body, and in my spirit. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. So he says that for the Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them no more forever. Everybody say no more. No more. No more. No more. No more. Forever. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise again. He's given you that victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everyone to declare this today with me. Say, I will walk in peace beyond measure. I will walk in happiness beyond guess. I will walk in prosperity beyond expectation. I will walk in grace beyond understanding. Because I'm a child of God. And Jesus purchased these things for me. They are mine. And I'm telling you, what God has purchased for you through his son Jesus Christ, no man can tunya you. Munanisikia? Yani kile Mungu amekupea, no man can tunya you. People may compete. People may feel envious and jealousy. I'm telling you, God has something for you. And nobody can tunya you. It is yours. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's have revival down here, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. We are restored. We are redeemed. We are delivered. We are healed. We are prospered. We are going over. We are not going under in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise again. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Then he said, "For the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Isn't it wonderful to think that no matter what you are going through, when you submit that burden unto the Lord, cast all your burdens upon the Lord, he starts to fight for you, and you can hold your peace. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, "He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me." Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change." Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 through 21, the Bible says, "Now may the God of peace, who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead." You understand? The power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that power is still alive today. The power of resurrection. And that power is able to quicken your mortal body, no matter where you are. It is able to quicken your mortal bodies. "The great shepherd of the sheep, may he make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom glory be forever to him." Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34. In moving forward, we move forward by faith because, as this chapter says, "They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens." So we may not know what is waiting for us. We know we have bigger faith in a bigger God that is able to get us to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And we are able to put the armies of Satan into flight. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 says, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven." Did you know that you and I are registered in heaven? God knows our very names, and the Bible says even the very hair on our head are counted and numbered. "To God, the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel." Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, the Bible says, "If you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move, and it shall move. And nothing will be impossible for you." Hallelujah. In Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, the Bible says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever." We are right now at the right hand of God. And he's telling us even the very hidden treasures, he will reveal them to us as we move forward. Psalms 3, verse 3 says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who is the lifter of my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. As I conclude, I want everyone in this sanctuary to know that something is happening in your heart. As that faith of God is starting up, those Egyptians are running away from you. God is identifying who they are. And there are some of you that are facing circumstances and situations that only a miracle of God can deal with it. But I'm here to tell you that God is going to do it. And we're going to take just a few minutes, you know, to pray so that God Almighty can give some people here, all of us, some breakthroughs. As we start this conference together, let us stand up once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we have the praise and worship team please come and join us? Thank you, Lord. Go forward. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, "Nothing shall be impossible with God." Okay? Nothing shall be impossible to those that believe. Jesus said, "Ask anything that you shall ask in my name, and I will do it." And as we prepare to pray, I want you to prepare to bring whatever needs you may have as we start this conference together. Your miracles starts today. Your deliverance starts today. Your healing begins today. Your restoration begins today. Your uplift begins today. Your encouragement starts today. As we open our hearts and receive a touch from God, he's going to do it for you. Can we do one song?